Time to get into the crunch for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's where you go. We go to do a cappa, as the ads tell us. Let's get into the...
You're loving that, don't you?
I do.
Move on in.
I'll see if they can find the audio just to cut out of the cappa. Yeah. But let's get serious for a moment. Let's start with the Adelaide Crows. And how do they go about finding a coach in the short term? And then, I mean, the long term's another question. But in the short term, how do they go about finding a coach under these incredible, difficult circumstances?
We're talking about in the break, Robbo, weren't we? I don't necessarily think that a coach is the first worry, Robbo. I think it's more they need a father figure. They need someone that they can all attach to straight away.
They need a mate.
Someone who's got enormous respect. They need a mate. They need a friend. To me, and this is going to sound a little bit left of centre, to me that person is a Mark Washuto. He can come in. The club already love him. The fans already love him. This is a really delicate situation. You've got to embrace everything. It's not just about what you do out on the field. It's not about style of play. It's not about, you know, motivating players. It's about bringing everything back together. And I don't think there are too many options. I really don't.
David Noble is their other immediate option. Not as high profile as, clearly, as Mark Rusciuto.
He wouldn't want, maybe Rue doesn't want to do it. I don't know, but it's just a really good discussion.
I think when you tell me about Mark Rusciuto, I said yes. That was my first reaction. Yes, he has the... He would have the ability to keep that club together.
Mm.
Because if they haven't got a person who can keep that club together, you know, things like Patrick Dangerfield's decision might be a lot easier. We'll talk about Danger in a second. They need... A young man can't do it. Young men aren't prepared for this, David.
Well, Rue's going to do all that anyway, though, isn't he?
What?
Well, he's a board member at Adelaide.
He's a board member.
He's got influence. I'm tipping he's going to be in there a fair bit anyway, trying to do that and bring the puzzle together and try and help everyone and be everyone's mate anyway. Then it allows whoever is the coach to actually do the strategy and the game day and the opposition analysis.
And that sort of stuff. Yeah. He would have to step away from all that to just coach
for a
six-month period or a four-month period. Which would be a big ask, but I think everyone would be understanding of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's a massive, it's a one-off. We haven't seen anything like this before, so I think it's worth looking at.
You mentioned David Noble. He is an experienced footy man. Developed Lenny Hayes and the McVays in the ACT. Won the Dogs' last ever seconds flag prior to last year's VFL win. Coached Glenelg, and I think originally did have aims to be a senior coach. So. Worked with Terry Wallace, who is a big supporter of him. So that would be one option, but they almost need it. They definitely need, you would think, another person to come in, because if they're going to appoint someone who's already there, they're going to be one down anyway, aren't they?
Mm. I think they're just going to have to accept that, though, aren't they? That there's going to be, you know, some sort of staff impact in terms of footy intel on their what, assistant.
You can't just bring someone in, though, can you? Because it's sort of...
That's what seems hard.
If you haven't got the relationships and that with them, how do you sort of say, mate, I'm here for you, and they're like, well, who are you?
It's got to come from inside. It's got to come from the Crows family.
That's where Rue has that. He has that. Yeah, he walks in. They know him. They love him. What he says is gospel. They'll, in a footy sense, go to war with him. You know, they'll embrace him.
The problem is... And it's a real problem. It's really one of the... There's a lot of sad aspects to this, but Phil Walsh had grown a strong connection with the players. Now, you've won a flag, Maxie. You've won a flag, Kingy. The connections have got to come everywhere. The players have got to connect. They're all different demographics and different ages. The coaches must connect. The leader of the club, the senior coach, must have an overriding say on everything. The Crows honestly believe, Mark Rusciuto honestly believed, that when they found Phil Walsh, they thought, you know, we think we've got
one. He's the one.
12 games in, 10 games in, they absolutely knew they had found the person.
Mm.
Now the Crows, they've got to find someone for this year, then they've got to go out again next year and find a person who has to come in.
That's going
to
be hard
and,
too, isn't it?
Yeah, and break, not break, but... swing into this connection that's broken, and you've got to pick that connection back up and start again with every single person at the club and player. It is devastating news that he was murdered. and the flow-on effect it will affect, I think, the Adelaide Football Club for several years.
But that long-term one, though, as well, that really isn't any different to Carlton in that they've got to bring someone in, unless it's John Barker. If it's someone else from outside, they've got to bring him in, and he's still got to build those relationships and build that rapport.
But people generally go when there's a breakdown of communication between players and coach.
It's time.
That's when
and they're looking
a coach
for
is gone. But this is a completely different thing. They've cut off the communication when it was growing into this really strong bond.
And the only one I can think off the top of my head, just from my own experience, is Simon Lloyd, who's spoken of so highly by Ross Lyon at Fremantle. He is a psychologist, and he was at Collingwood, and then went across to Fremantle, and now has become more of a coach. So I don't know whether that actually strengthens his ability because he has got that background.
Can I ask you a question in the crunch?
Sure.
And I feel really bad because we're moving on. Does Patrick Dangerfield's decision, or what happened, does that affect Patrick Dangerfield's decision going forward, do you think?
Probably has to, doesn't it? I think, I don't know whether he'd feel compelled to stay now, but he'd certainly feel an emotional attachment to his teammates and the club. And the words that he's been using was always to go home if it was going to happen, or his manager. It was always only to go home. It wasn't about money or anything like that. Now, it wasn't because he didn't have relationships, he didn't have friends, he didn't have people he loved at the footy club. Jeez, it's put him in a real tough situation.
At this discussion yesterday, and I think regardless of what Patrick has already decided or whether it's still in the balance, we're really not sure. We're none the wise. We're guessing there. But if he had decided to leave and come out now and said, you know what, I was probably going. I was a 90% chance of going until this occurrence. This club needs me now.
Absolutely.
I think he could make himself nearly the greatest name in South Australia right now if he said, this club needs me, let's get this deal done, and let's work on keeping this place together.
Because they've got to pick up the pieces.
Spiritually, physically.
And that is a big piece.
He could be...
To bring it together.
It could just be bigger than football. Biggest statement he could make.
Is that unfair for a 25-year-old
to
put that pressure on him?
But life's unfair sometimes. I mean, life's fair and life's unfair. Adelaide Crows may have lost
that. I'm just saying if he did.
It's a great thing. I'm sure Patrick Dangerfield, from what I know of him, would be considering that. I really do. I think he's a really nice man. I think he's a deep-thinking man. They had the capacity to lose their coach right through the death and their best player within 6 months. Mm. And this club's got to pick up their pieces, and they're going to lose their best player, possibly, and the coach. I mean, this will set them back. And if Patrick Dangerfield stays, that could be the rally. That's the rally. Righto, boys, we're in this together. Yep. We're in this together.
We haven't had a time to talk about last night's game, so quickly some questions on that. Collingwood's progress... A, has it surprised you? And I think it has. I think it surprised all of us.
Yeah.
But how close are they to being... Given we don't really know. There's a lot of clubs we're just not sure how good they are. And even Hawthorn, you can look at and think, well, I'm not sure how well they're going.
Let's talk about Collingwood.
How far off are Collingwood?
Let's talk about... I want to jump in. Let's talk it in the Snakes and Ladders, Collingwood, okay?
All right.
Let's talk about Collingwood in depth there.
All right.
In the Snakes and Ladders.
I'll tell you what the Hawks are doing. I want to talk quickly, really quickly about what they're doing on field. Is they don't, something to keep an eye on, Hutto, they don't come back from the man on the mark. Hawthorn marked the ball, and they see that as the line of scrimmage. We talked about it last night. And all the defensive players ahead of that are standing in front of their forwards. So Avarco's standing 5 minutes in front of Rioli. You've got Brewster's doing the same. His defender's 5 minutes in front of him, 50 metres down from the man on the mark. Hawthorn never go back from the man on the mark. So they go, a little flick handball, and it's in fast motion straight away.
Sam Mitchell.
And they get out the back.
One step.
They use the bubble, that little 15-metre bubble, behind the man on the mark with such great effect. They get the ball to
change the angles.
To get it over the back, to make it one pure possession, and then they're over the back of the defenders and on their way to goal. They score so many easy goals because of that, that it's frightening. And until a team comes up with a mechanism to stop that, they will keep scoring with
such... And that's why they've reintroduced the guy coming up and getting in the way of the man on the mark, because they don't go back. So when they actually take a mark, Kingy, generally they run forwards, that 10 metres that you're talking about. They run because they get the shepherd.
Even not the shepherd, even just a handball or even just a sideways.
No, I know that.
The next possession could be 4 metres.
Yeah, that's Sam Mitchell's.
They want to break the line.
Unbelievable at it.
I think the big mistake that the Pies made last night, I think they were so keen to lay tackles and get to the ball, the guy who had the ball, that they'd have two and three guys going to the guy with the ball. When you go against Hawthorn, you need one guy to go at the ball carrier and one to go at the receiver. Yeah. And I thought that too often they'd have two or three would go to the ball carrier and just leave a receiver free. And if you leave Hawthorn free with no pressure on,
small margins.
Yeah, you know, that's what kids do. Buckley says, I want you to tackle.
Get them going.
Bang, they're in.
It's admirable and it's great to see the intent, but you've also got to be smart about it. And
they'll get smarter at
they
that.
Will. They will. They'll get
they'll
a lot
get
better at it.
The fact that they're getting and he's getting them to tackle like they are and pressure. That's finals pressure, mate. And same with the Fremantle game. Same as last night.
All right.
That's the level that they're at.
Some quick fire ones to finish, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about Collingwood in Snakes and Ladders and other teams. How many weeks, Jay Shields? Any? Many?
One.
One?
We won't know till Tuesday night. They play
Thursday. I know that's your argument.
I hate it.
What will he get?
Who cares?
Jay Shields cares.
Any signs of life in Port on Thursday night?
He's got to go.
Yes, but it didn't matter because they didn't win. So there's now they're three games behind, aren't they?
You think they're Gonski's
now? Gonski had to win that one.
Brought out a good report too, Gonski. Any chance Ross Lyon will end up at Carlton?
No chance.
If Carlton didn't ask the question, they shouldn't be in that role.
Fair call.
I rang Ken Sheldon, talked to him about it. And I know Bomber, I really, really like him. He's from Midiatama. He sent me a text back, and I always talk to him. He always rings me back. He sends me a text back. He goes, hello, Robbo. If this is about the Carlton, anything to do with the Carlton senior job, I can't talk to you. Go to the CEO. I thought, oh, they're getting fed income. They're getting fed income at Carlton. Usually you can ring people. Hey, what's going on? Right, we're spoken to him.
All right, it's 24 minutes to one. We'll take a short break. That was the Crunch for the Savoy Tavern. It's the newest, oldest pub in town. It's where you go. Next, we come back. We're going to play Snakes and Ladders. Teams that have gone up, teams that have sliding down that snake, the slippery slide. All right, we'll take a break here with thanks to Ringwood Mazda. When it comes to the Crunch, you won't get a better deal.